What's up? What's up? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hope everybody's having a swell evening. You're hanging out with the Coin Scoop. I'm your host, Ruben.
And I'm your secondary host, Chris Crypto. What's going on, you crypto scarecrows?
Internationally known, the YouTube sensation, Chris Crypto, approaching 15,000, or did you already pass 15,000
Dude,
views?
you know what's so funny? I checked 2 days ago. You know how many views that video has now?
How
Almost
many?
17,000, bro.
Really?
It's ridiculous. It's so
Shit, bro.
crazy. It is so crazy, man. I'm literally approaching 17,000 views on a video that I just did out of the blue. I was just well, I knew what I wanted to do, but it's just ridiculous. Imagine if I were to monetize
I know.
that.
That
It's
is fucking
crazy.
absolutely crazy. That's good, though.
It's
That's good.
exciting, though. It's exciting to to you just never know. You just never know sometimes.
Yeah. Did you write something in the chat?
Yes, I did. Yes, I
Ah,
did.
okay. All
I
right,
just wrote a
well,
little
that's good to know.
introductory
Yeah, I
hello,
just got confused right now. I'm like, wait, what the hell just happened?
and I sent a little message to but that's before though. I could do that before.
You did that prior to the start? All right.
I sent a little message there for our boy to see if it comes up, because I signed up under him, but for some reason when I go to my dashboard in the back office,
Yeah.
I don't like. I
Bill
would
Bullock
think,
just joined us. Bill Bullock says,
Bill?
hello, guys. Yep.
Oh my goodness, Bill, that's so funny.
You know who Bill is?
Yes, I do. I watch his videos. I watch him all the time,
Are you
Bill.
kidding me?
Yeah, man,
You're shitting me.
that's awesome, Bill.
Are
What's
you
going
the
on,
same
man?
Bill?
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
Really? Did you
That
write him or are you
is.
fucking with me?
No, I guess he actually saw, I think he saw one of my videos, I'm not sure. Or I know I commented on one of his videos and then he checked mine out and then we exchanged words. It's like, that's awesome. How you
That's
doing,
very
Bill?
cool. Yo,
Glad to
what's going
have you.
on? Glad to have you. I'm a little now I'm gonna be a little shy. We got a YouTube sensation watching us now.
Tell me about it, man. That's so funny, man.
Oz just joined us. He said, hey boys, looked last night. Yes, Chris, saw you onto me.
Awesome,
Yep.
awesome.
And Bill writes, yep. So I guess it is the Bill.
But yeah, that's him. Bill's actually, I've been watching, I just came across him maybe like a week ago, and he does, excuse me if my voice is cracking a little bit here, but
You
his
got Chris
videos
a
that
little
he,
nervous, Bill.
oh yeah, big time. I enjoy his stuff, man. He does a lot of videos and he does a lot of updates on Regal Coin.
Really?
And he does like his stuff is top-notch. So I was
Awesome.
actually watching his stuff today, actually, Bill. I was watching your video, the latest one that you put out, and it's amazing, man. It's amazing what he's done, Ruben. You know, with
Yeah.
that platform alone, what he's done, and it's funny because I was actually gonna send you a message, Bill, and you had me laughing because when you mentioned the whole social media thing, Ruben, he's actually along the same lines as you about the
Shoot,
social
shoot. Tell me
media.
about it.
He's
Tell me about it.
he used you know he mentioned in the video, which I thought was funny. He was he had you know he had like he wasn't into the whole social media thing,
Yeah, that
you
was
know.
me. I'm like hardcore, definitely not into. I mean, and since we started the Coin Scoop, it's been hardcore. Oz is gonna check Bill out too. Bill, just to give you a little insight about Oz. Oz is from Australia. He's actually been watching us since day one, and he is definitely a day one type of guy, sticking with us since, even when we just had the one viewer, Oz.
This is pretty exciting, but yeah, Bill, I'm glad you're joining us, man. But yeah, so I was cracking up today because in the video he mentioned that, you know, that he wasn't into the whole social media thing, and that's kind of like how me and you were.
Yeah.
And he started making videos a few months ago, and I guess one of, well, like he mentioned, his claim to fame was Regal Coin. You know, he actually had, before Regal Coin, he had bought one Bitcoin. I'm just giving you like a primer of how he came up, and
Yeah.
he bought a Bitcoin and then he ended up getting into Regal Coin, and Regal Coin just kind of just took off. And then he started utilizing social media like YouTube and whatever else he's using. And he started using the affiliate links with the Regal Coin. And this guy has, I mean, what he's done is, it's amazing. It's amazing,
Really?
man. Yes, like literally life changing,
Good
you know,
stuff.
with just that one platform alone. So.
Bill, I do want to apologize. I haven't seen any videos. I just, since I'm technically new to the whole social media thing, I've just been really concentrating on the coin scoop, but I definitely will be checking out your videos now and subscribing, actually.
Yeah, you're gonna learn a lot. You're gonna learn a lot. Yeah, 'cause he focuses mainly, from what I see, on Regal Coin, and just I think anybody could sit there and just do what he's doing or apply that same formula, and they'll do amazing. The mistake I made when I got into, 'cause I did, you know, go into Regal, but when I the mistake I made was I didn't I should have joined under somebody, you know, which is what I didn't do. But
Why? What would have been the difference?
'cause in Regal Coin you have two, there's two legs, right? So you have to kind of like build one of those legs. It's hard for me to explain, but you have to kind of like build the other leg to match like a right leg. And the right leg is where I
Got you.
guess the platform feeds you leads and stuff or referrals. So you have to build that second leg. That's how you start. You know, you get people to sign up under you, and more people sign up under you, and that's how that's how you maximize on your profits there. But there's so many ways you could sit there and make. I mean, that's one area to make some good profits off of that. But
Oz says, "That's what I hope you boys do, referrals. You deserve it for great content." I appreciate that, Oz.
thanks, bro. Thank
Even
you,
though
man.
sometimes I feel like we can get kind of slow, that's what we try to keep it moving, though. But
Yeah.
just to give Bill a quick rundown about us, if he doesn't already know, before we get into the juice, the meat and potatoes of tonight, Bill, me and Chris are brothers from
Yes,
New
we are.
York. He actually is still in New York. I'm down here in Miami. And we pretty much just started this. Actually, what, like, it's literally, what is it? What show is this going to be? 27?
I think
So we started
28.
this 28 days
I
ago,
think
but pretty much we've been doing it every night since. And the few nights that we didn't do it, we had pre-recorded shows, which unfortunately didn't work out as sweet as we wanted to, but
And I
baby
personally
steps.
I've been in the crypto game for a while. I guess you could say my kind of claim to fame was Steem It, you know, Steem It, and that's how I kind of just like, you know, that's how the ball got rolling for me. And most recently, I mean, you know, the rise of the lending platforms, man. You know, it's pretty wild. But there's a lot of people out there killing it,
They're
man.
making some noise. The lending platforms are making noise. You know what I mean? And it's a good thing. You know, it's a good, I mean, hopefully, I mean, like I always say, actions speak louder than words.
That's right.
You know, so I mean, technically we're still in the early stages of a lot of them.
That's right.
You
That's right.
know,
Oh, listen,
so
Gold Rewards just opened up tonight.
I know.
So
Thanks. I found out without you telling me, which you said you were going to let me know anyway. So I've been so busy trying to build the coin scoop that you
let me
asked you to
ask
keep
you.
an eye out for me. So
Have you gotten your Bitcoin yet or no? Have
I
you?
have some. I have. I didn't end up making the run that I wanted to
All right.
originally, but I'm actually going to go to the ATM probably tomorrow to get a nicer chunk. And
Nice.
what I'm gonna probably do though, I don't know if I'm gonna go to Coinbase and then just go get straight up Ethereum or go for the Bitcoin right now, just because so many of these platforms are ERC-20 platforms. You know what I mean? Everybody's taking Ethereum right now, so I don't even know if I want to sit there and wait for the whole Bitcoin process, and you know how it just constantly
It takes a
takes
while.
forever.
It takes a while. I mean,
So I think I might just go straight for the Ethereum, so I could just sit there and just start plugging away at these lending platforms that are, because there's a few good ones coming out next week. You know?
Yeah,
We got
there's
ETH Connect, which I'm looking forward to. That one definitely tickles my pickle.
Damn.
What do you got? Western Coin also, is it?
Oh, no, Western Coin has already passed. It's the only, as far as
What was it? Which one was it? A scroll, gold?
the
Right
only
now,
one.
Gold Reward is in phase one, right?
No, yes, phase one of the
Phase
ICO.
one, yeah, of the ICO. And it's
Yeah.
at, what is it, like 73 cents or something like that, or?
I believe so. Yeah, 73
Yeah, and then
cents.
the
Yep.
next step is going to be like 84 cents or something like that. There's a
That's
few of
right.
them actually that are coming that are going to be. You got, I think, Hydrocoin. I think Hydrocoin is definitely going to be starting next week. I think Western Coin also for some reason, unless I'm just getting my coins mixed up because I'm just looking at so many of them.
Bro, there's so many of them. It's like I've almost gotten them all mixed up, you know? Let's just hope
Yeah.
that at this point, let's just hope that they all have the same, somewhat of the same success that Regal Coin
What's up with
has
Sphere
had.
now?
And
Yeah, I'm hoping that too. I'm hoping that too. ETH Connect though. Yeah.
I have a quick question for Bill, if hopefully if he's still here and if he can answer, if there's any update on Regal Coin yet. There was like any updates for Monday or Tuesday, I heard. Supposed to be opening back up for some of the users.
Yeah,
So
there's
I
gonna be
haven't
some
seen
action
anything.
going on next week. I heard something about that too, but I don't
Are
know
they
the
opening up
details.
the exchange or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
What's up with the Sphere? How's Sphere going for you? I don't know, Oz. I don't know if you joined Sphere, Bill. I don't know if you're part of it either. But
Sphere's been going good, man. Sphere's cool.
yeah.
I've yet to look to
I
dive
wanna.
too
I'm.
deep
I'm waiting
into
to
it.
see what it can do. I wanna. I'm waiting to see what it can do. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it's on a blockchain. Is that thing on a blockchain? I don't
I
think it
think it
is.
is.
Is it?
No?
I'm
I
not
think it is, or
sure.
it's gonna be. I don't know. There's something about it that you use it, because I
Well,
know
like-minded users, everybody's into crypto on there. So
that's the thing
that's
that I
a
like
beautiful
about it.
thing.
That's the thing that I love. You don't have to look for anybody to communicate or just get the scoop, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody in there is just interested in the same one thing,
Yep.
cryptocurrency, and that's all everybody's talking about, messaging about back and forth. So that's definitely something that, you know, with any of the newbies that actually listen to us, I would definitely say start off with Sphere, just because, I mean, you're just gonna jump right into the community like that, you
Yeah,
know.
that's
Take that,
excellent.
take the time away you spend from Facebook and Instagram and throw it all into Sphere. You know,
Oh, yeah.
Instagram and Facebook still is good, you know, obviously because they're mainstream right now.
Yeah.
Chris, he says, I'm just getting caught up right now, just woke up. Some reports that accounts starting to open up, not confirmed yet.
Nice,
All right.
nice, awesome. All right,
So,
awesome, bro.
yeah, Sphere, if anybody new out there that's listening now, live or the archive, check that out. Sphere. I think we actually have a link down in the description,
Yeah.
directly to it, because it's hard to find actually for some reason. It's not just, even if you just type
It's
sphere.social.com or whatever it is, it like doesn't take you to the register page. You have
dude,
to.
even me just trying to find the login page when I
Yeah, the login
got
page is
logged
what's a
out.
nightmare also. Even when you end up logging in, the
It
login
takes you to like
page.
a totally different website almost, you know?
Yeah, yep.
But I mean, I'm having fun, man. Honestly, like I said, I'm like it's I'm drawn to it every day, actually. You know, I'm
Yeah,
sitting there like I
you're
like
right.
I and believe it or not, something like Instagram, I can sit there and get bored with Instagram. Believe it
Yeah,
or not, it's weird.
exactly. I
It's
know, I
weird.
know.
But with this one,
That's why
I'm like into
actually,
it, you know? I'm like
ever since I logged on to Sphere, I signed on to Sphere, that's why Instagram kind of took a back seat, as much as I hate to say it. But this stuff takes your time, especially when you're trying to build something, you're trying to build a
Yeah.
little business or something. And I've been spending more time on Sphere, and I think, what is it, in the like
Dude, you already have like 200 something friends on there.
in
So
2 days, in
it's
two
awesome.
days. Yeah.
That's awesome. You
Yeah,
know?
no. Which was way faster than Instagram, and Instagram is way bigger, so.
Yeah. Well,
But.
then again, look at that. Sphere's mainly geared towards people in the crypto space, right? So, like I said before, like-minded users, you're
That's what
just
I
going to
love about
gravitate
it.
to each other and
That's what I love about it. It's like that old saying, you know, you hear it in movies a lot. Maybe mom and dad have said things to you like this, but you surround yourself with the people that you see yourself to be in the future. You know, you surround yourself with successful people, chances are you're going to be a successful person. You know what I mean?
That's
And
right.
everybody who's sitting here on the same mind frame is a great thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. But,
so, yeah, what's going on with you, man? Anything new? I know you were able to look into, what was it, props? Props, you had something that tickled your pickle about props?
Yes, man. Yes, props definitely gets the props today. Well, probably for the month. As far as
hold on a second, I don't mean to cut you off.
Sure, go ahead.
Bill says you were talking about getting a handle on all these ICOs. That's exactly what my partner and myself are organizing right now. We can have a private chat later if you like.
Oh yeah,
that would be awesome.
I'd love that. I'd love
that. Would
that.
Be awesome, definitely.
I'd love that.
Awesome.
Definitely.
I don't think
that.
I'm gonna sleep tonight. Now I'm so excited.
Yeah, check out.
Yeah, seriously.
Check out his videos. I mean, he's like, you know,
I'll check it out tonight once we get off.
Yeah, it's very like it's just very, very, very informative. His stuff, you know, he knows what he's doing. So, like I said,
that's
you know,
awesome.
Once you get your Bitcoin or your Ether, whatever it is that you're gonna do, then you know, we gotta push forward with a lot of this stuff. So we gotta start
definitely.
Now.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with the Ether for now, just to cut time out, because I'm gonna start plugging away at a lot of these ICOs, and with the Ether, you know, so like I said, they're accepting Bitcoin too, but just the Ether seems to be.
I think it'll be easier for Ethereum, but I'm not sure if like Regal. I think Regal. What else? Electrocoin, Bitcoin. I think most of them accept
Electronium.
No, not Electronium. I'm talking about like the lending. No, I'm talking about
the lending
platforms.
Okay.
Yeah. But all right, so you're looking at, what are you looking at here? This is the Props Project.
Yep, by You Now, which this is going to be like a live streaming type of thing, right? Because You Now is kind of, they're saying their claim to fame is that they basically made live streaming famous.
Yeah, they popularized.
The okay.
They popularized live streaming, right? You Now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have like something like 50 million users or whatever. Listen, like I said, I heard about this early today, early in the morning, and I dove into it. You know, mm-hmm. I dove into it.
Good, because I wasted time on that other one. I don't even want to say the name, to be honest with you. That one was a complete waste of time. I don't even want to bother with that one.
Yeah, that's why I was so excited.
I don't want to waste time talking about that one. So I'm glad, because I did a little research on this one. I know you delve into it a lot deeper. But
yeah,
one
person that I've been following for a few years now on YouTube, I want to say since about 2014, I hold him in I respect this guy and his team, Tai Zen. And today he's in New York City, because Props Project is based here in the city. What happened?
I'm sorry. Oz says, Gold Reward or ETH Connect? Question mark. My finance minister, and then he puts wife in a parentheses, said I have to choose only one. Answer
get out
at the
of
end.
Here. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I don't know. Listen, they're both – that's – man, that's a tough question, because they're both getting – listen, Gold – I'm going to get – let me give him my opinion now before we continue with props, and then you give him your opinion on those two. And then, Bill, you could chime in also if you'd like. I'm hearing a lot of good things about both of them. Like I always say, and I'll continuously say this all the time, actions speak louder than words. But the fact that they're comparing ETHConnect so much to BitConnect,
mm-hmm.
I would have to say ETHConnect. If it does what BitConnect did, I would have to say ETHConnect. I mean, but Gold is, that's a tough one, though.
You know what's funny?
It's a tough one.
You know what's funny is I'm as much popularity as ETHConnect has right now. And again, I could be completely wrong. I could make the wrong bet. Okay, so you say ETHConnect, I, without a doubt, if I had to pick one of the two between Gold Rewards and ETHConnect, I, without a doubt, 1,000% would go with Gold Rewards. I would go with Gold Rewards, me personally, if I had to choose between the two.
See, and I'm like,
I
and
mean,
I
call me
like ETH
crazy.
Connect. I like ETH Connect, and like I said, because if it does what BitConnect did, that's a home run. Now, the reason why I would probably lean towards Gold Reward if I only had to choose one or the other is because ETH Connect just blatantly said, and I don't know if they meant for this, but and I don't know if they even know what the meaning of it is, but they blatantly said in their white paper they're adopting the Ponzi model.
That's right. On page 27. On page 27.
27, on page 27 of their white paper, it says they're adopting or they're gonna basically improve the Ponzi scheme model, which I mean, when I read that, I specifically looked up the word Ponzi because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, all right, these guys didn't just say this in their white paper. There must be a good, like a good definition for Ponzi. There
It
must be
says,
something,
and I
but
quote,
there isn't. There is no good.
and I quote, we it's not only going to be a Ponzi model, but it's going to be a modified version of it, right? That's what they state. And, but that in itself is honesty, right? Honesty best
It
policy,
is.
right? I mean,
It is, but
they're
I
not,
mean.
and let's be real about it. All these platforms, right? I mean, what are they? What's the first thing you, I mean, look at the amount they're paying out. I mean, I don't know. Do you call them a
I mean,
Ponzi model, all of them?
they all could technically be a Ponzi scheme when it comes down to it, because that's what a Ponzi scheme is. All these guys did that. Or like you said, the first thing you thought about was what's his face?
Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff. All these guys
That's right.
in the movie Boiler Room,
And
Jordan Belfort, all these famous guys, and even guys you never even heard of.
Bernie Madoff got away with that for 20, 30 years, man. 20 something years. He got away with that. And like I said, and I mentioned before in the other video, the only reason why he got caught is because people were able to find him. There was a person there. They were able to come up to him, find him, and request their money back, at which he couldn't provide. And that's when the whole, tower came, I don't want to say tower. That's when things went bad for him, right? For that little thing that he had going on there. The beauty of these and it, the beauty of these projects is the fact that they now you're implementing a token, right? It's a blockchain. It's crypto. Could it run for as long as I don't know, I mean, will they stand the test of time? I mean, how long is it going to go for? Look, and I say everything always gets related back to BitConnect is because BitConnect has been running for, what is it, a year, 2 years now, something like that. So, I don't know. It's going to be,
See, Bill says if I had to pick GW would be it, but I like both only for the ICO profit. Too many negative reports about ETH Connect. I put 1% of my portfolio in all that have ICO potential. Keep it simple. Hold on, where are we? I got that got cut off. Keep it simple for me. There you go. I mean, Oz, to answer your
You might
question,
as
like I said,
say.
I like ETH Connect. It sounds good, but just because of that page 27. What was it, like the second or third paragraph? States that Ponzi thing. If I only had
Page
to
27.
choose. Yeah, page 27. If I only had to choose, I would go with the Gold Reward. To
Yeah,
answer your
go
question. If I had one or the other to choose from, I mean, you could.
and
If,
listen, they just gave
you never
out.
know, though. You never know. I don't want ETH Connect to end up freaking
I know.
taking off and, feeling bad.
Trust me, I know. And then, not to mention, look, a Gold Reward just released their white paper today. Okay, they just released their polished white paper, which I mean, it very well written. I gotta say, very, very well written, and it highlights everything. It just what the program is gonna be. I mean, it lays everything out. It puts everything out there. No, man, I think. Well, for me, like I said, Gold Reward is definitely it. ETH
And
Connect, that's.
there's still Gold Reward is still in its
Yeah, it's.
and it's what is it the first the basically it's round one, just around how many more rounds are there? Is it going to be three or four in total?
I think they had, they had the pre-sale, and then now they have, I think, 3 or 4 rounds. I could be
Yeah.
wrong, but I think it's three. Yeah, 3 or 4 rounds.
And I don't think they sold out, right? When
No.
last I saw, what were they looking to sell? I think sellout was like 4.5 million, right? And when I last checked, they were at 500,000 because their website just kept conking out on everybody. People were freaking panicking.
What is it right now? What's how many tokens have been sold today?
Hold
Because it
on,
just opened up
I'm trying to
maybe
find
an
it right now. Yeah, it just opened up a few hours ago.
yeah.
Hold on, let's see. Welcome to our ICO round one. Currently, 846,728 are sold.
What?
And yeah.
Already with the
Yeah,
phase
bro,
one?
after phase one, yeah.
That's almost a million tokens.
Yeah. Well, I think
Oh
they were
my
going
goodness.
up to, what is it, up to like 4.5 million, right?
No, that was the pre-sale. This round, I'm not sure.
Initial
I'm not
token
sure.
supply
I
is
forget.
1 mil.
20 million, right? The
I'm sorry,
pre-sale had.
I think for round one was 4.5 mil for some reason, I think.
No, that was
Yes.
the pre-sale. That was the pre-sale around. Well, maybe it could be. I don't know. It could be.
I think it
I
is
wish I
four and a
had
half
my.
mil for round one. For
Okay.
round
Yeah,
one is
but
four and a
already
half mil.
almost a million have been sold. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is gonna be. This is.
Well, it's slowed down now because when I checked at first, I mean, the numbers, it was after like, I think a half an hour into it was at like 150,000, and it was climbing up. It was going up slow though because the websites just kept crashing. I was just watching the numbers because I'm sitting here thinking, shit.
It's you know, and another more good qualities about what they're doing is the fact that, you know, there's fair distribution, right, of the tokens so far, right, which allows every more people to get in, you know, and then also you can transfer the tokens to, you know, your Ethereum wallet. You know, it's an ERC-20 token. You can so you have control over the, it's, you know, that's a good thing. That's always a good thing. You know, a lot of these programs, they won't even allow you to do that. You know, you're pretty much you have your tokens on their platform, and you're just hoping that, you know, something doesn't go wrong until they come out with their own wallet, or they allow you to transfer it over to, you know, an exchange or a desktop wallet or something. But
Well, so yeah,
yeah.
he said they both tickle my pickle. Yeah, I hear you. Trust me, I like them both too. But if I only had to choose, I would go gold reward, and I would say do it now before it jumps up again. Because round two, I think it's at 73 cents.
Yeah.
Then I think round two is gonna be 85 cents, 84 cents, something like that.
And what's the last round? 90.
That one
Oh,
I don't
you
remember.
haven't signed in. You haven't signed up yet. Well, I got to give you. I'll give you.
I registered. I already registered with your login.
Oh, you
I
did
had
already.
registered already. Yeah, whenever last week or whatever it was that I told you to look out for me and tell me to keep an eye out so that way I could
Oh,
jump
'cause
in on it.
your name doesn't pop up under me. Your name doesn't pop up under
What is it? One Life to
something.
Live or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should check. I mean, I don't know. So yeah, props. Let's get back to props now.
Damn,
So
man. So yeah, so like we were saying before, listen, my thing with this project is that this is gonna change. This I always say it, right? But this is gonna change the game, you know.
how much is this
See,
going to be in that pre-sale? I couldn't find the price on it. Were you able to find that?
you know, what's funny. I wasn't able to find the price, and we probably won't know until November 1st. Until the token sale actually goes, you know, goes live. But yeah, well, these guys, they're based in New York City, right there in Times Square.
I was going to ask you that because I saw something that said Union Square Media or something like that. Where did I see that? I saw something and I was like, all right, these guys must be based out of New York then.
Yeah, I think Union Square Ventures or whatever, or Union Square Capital,
Yep.
they're tied in with these guys. I think they're like a
That here we go.
sponsor or something.
Yeah, Union Square Ventures
Union
in
Square Ventures.
Wensleydale.
Yep. And supposedly, I mean, check this out. Supposedly, Comcast is an investor in these guys also.
Really?
Yep. So
Comcast
if
Ventures right here.
Comcast,
So these are
Let
the
me tell you
YouNow
something.
investors right here: Venrock, Comcast Ventures, OrangeZeeb, and Chris Dixon.
Yeah. If and they're going after, the thing that's interesting about these guys is that they're going after, again, the regular everyday person using this platform, right? But with cryptocurrency tied into it, right? But most of these regular users, they won't even notice that aspect. Like, yeah, it'll be cool, and yeah, they're gonna get like they can exchange that for actual hardcore, either Bitcoin or cash, however they want. But again, but all that aside, the fact that at the end of November, at the end of the token sale, this app has already been, well, I mean, the app Rise, because Rise is an app built on top of the Props ecosystem. So Props is like the layer, right? That's like an ecosystem for applications to be built on top of. So Rise, which is that video live streaming app, it's going to be built on top of Props, and that's going to be like their one-off out the door. That's going to be the one that's really going to put them on a map. And dude, you got to see, I mean, the videos of it's amazing, man. Just the app itself, you could sit there and put four people in your chat, and you could all be talking to each other, hanging out at the same time, live streaming, and you have
I
other
think
people, like it's like a whole bunch of people, like everybody, you can all see each other and listen to each other. It's wild. It's cool.
no, I think they're trying to attack that whole they're trying to attack that whole decentral I'm sorry, decentral demonetization thing, right?
That's exactly what they're. That's. I wouldn't say they're trying to attack it, but that's definitely.
They're trying to be a solution to the problem. I wouldn't say attack it, you're right, but they're trying to be a solution to the problem, because
Yeah.
one of the main things that they did bring up is the whole thing how, YouTube across the board, which YouTube, if you're listening, we're not saying anything bad about you guys, because we
No,
understand we're newbies and we don't want to get
we love
wiped off
you
the YouTube earth. But
too.
yeah, but listen, they're pulling. They're pulling money out of people's pockets left and right.
Absolutely.
I think even worse than what we know or what we even read and
Absolutely.
see, because these guys, I mean, they are, that was like their, that's what they want their claim to fame to be, is the whole demonetization thing. And they're trying to just, which
Yeah,
I don't even understand how. I mean, YouTube is less conversations like that hit the channel, but whatever. Continue. I'm
again,
sorry.
us, right? As or I should say people, the big people as content creators, right? They get most of their revenue, right, off of YouTube from the ads, right? I guess a lot of that stuff comes from ads, but then YouTube takes their huge cut and whatever. There's plenty of information out there that lays that out for people, and the whole demonetization thing just kind of just kill these guys' profits, whatever they were making. And what this app is going to do, what this platform is going to do is, yeah, I mean, essentially you're going to be able to sit there and just be able to earn crypto just straight up. Like there's not going to be anything in between taking a 50% cut of that or any cut for that matter. As long as you can provide something,
But all they're gonna do is just do live streaming. They're not gonna, it's not gonna
that,
be like where you could just upload videos as well.
well, the live streaming thing, that's it right now, right? But remember, Props is an ecosystem. So the first app, the Rise app, the Rise live streaming app, all it is just going to be the first application on top of it, which is predominantly live streaming. That's what it does, right? I'm not sure if it does static video also. Maybe it does. It probably does. And then again, as a curator also, you could sit there and just use the platform, and you could get crypto for just simply using and curating videos and just being an active participant in the app. You get what I'm saying? Or you could sit there and be a content creator and you can earn, or you could be a developer for more apps and you can earn that way. It's just like it's a
I was just
whole.
literally looking at something on Reddit just now. One of the topics says SDKs available for developers.
Yep.
As you're saying that, I was literally just reading that the
Yeah, so this is Listen.
So here's what it says on Reddit under that topic. If I understand this concept correctly, Rise is going to be the first of potentially many different video streaming apps where users can send and receive the props currency. What tools will you be making available for developers to build new apps? I assume mobile SDKs for iOS and Android, and possibly back-end servers that provide tools for implementing video streaming and wallets for currency exchange. Is this correct? If so, when can we get our hands on it? And the answer to that, hey, you're right. Soon we'll be releasing tools to help developers build applications using props. For now, our primary focus is getting Rise launched and working closely with a couple of partners to build out the first new use cases. But shortly afterwards, we'll be opening it more widely, early 2018. In the meantime, we're collecting feedback from developers around what they're looking to build to help shape what we offer. You know what
Yeah,
you
this
should
is.
do, since you're in the city a lot? You should just swing by their office and see what these guys are about.
I was thinking about
Kick
that.
your feet up on their desk and be like, listen,
I
we got to talk.
was thinking about that, just to kind of just break the ice also with the channel too. Maybe we get a little,
Yeah, that'll be hot to do like a
get a
nice little
little,
interview with them. That'll be awesome.
yeah.
We could do a live stream straight from their office.
Yep. Already they've been
So
invited. They've
that's
been
Union
they've
Square. That's right there, bro.
They've been inviting a lot of people over there to go, and so now there's a lot of videos now, YouTube coming out where they're literally the doors open for guys to go in there and shoot videos, shoot live, and they let you use the app because that's again, that's I don't know if I mentioned that before, guys. This app that's coming, it's a done deal. As soon as the token this as soon as the token the ICO is over, the app is it's going to be rolled out. It's going to be there for people to use, maybe even before then.
Chris Bill writes, middlemen are dying everywhere. Rest in peace. Oz says, Twitch killer. Yeah, Bill, it isn't good.
Yep,
Or
it's
it's,
true.
oh no, yeah, Bill, it's good, isn't it? That's what he said. I'm sorry.
It's true. And that's, listen, if I wish I had it with me, right? I wish I had the white paper with me right now, the
For
Bitcoin white
props?
paper. No, the Bitcoin white paper, it says it right there. It's you literally,
You remember
like
where
I
it
said it
says it? I'll
yesterday.
pull it up and
In
share
the first paragraph, in the first or the second paragraph, the disintermediation of the intermediaries, right? That's what Bitcoin brought
Bro,
us, right?
you, what do? You memorize the Bitcoin white paper?
I wish I did, man. I can't understand half of it still,
Well, you read it like
But
30 times, though, right?
oh
So you
yeah,
said in the
it's.
first paragraph, it says what now?
If you just, I'm just saying, the first or second paragraph, the introduction, I forget where
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is. It just basically says, third parties, there's no need for a third party anymore. Just like these guys said, it's just, you could be able to sit there and put an application, something like this, that has a token, and it's built on and it's on a blockchain, and peer to peer, man. The service is peer to peer.
What is needed in an electronic payment system based on cryptographic proof?
Read that last paragraph in the first intro in the introduction. What's that last paragraph?
What
I'm
is
sorry.
needed is an electronic payment system. Wait, let me make sure that this is the last. Oh, yeah, okay. What is needed is an electronic payment system based on cryptographic proof instead of trust, allowing any two willing parties to transact directly with each other
That's
without the
it.
need for a trusted third party. First sentence right there, like you said
That's
it.
it.
First
That's
sentence,
it
second
right there.
paragraph.
Without the need for a trusted third party, you could transact one party to another. And that's essentially that's what that is, because users of the platform, everybody's going to be earning, right? The props currency, right? Everybody's going to be earning it. However, right? By whatever means, they'll be earning the props currency. It's going to be a whole, ecosystem. And just us, people like our stuff, instead of giving thumbs up or this and that, they'll just, I don't know how it's going to work exactly, but it's going to
Okay,
be something
so
like steaming. It's
steam
going to be
it. I
something
was
like
just gonna
steaming.
say, yeah, exactly. Which, I
So
mean.
if you could, yeah, if you could kind of like visualize when you people have used steam, it's, I would assume once everything's up and running, it's going to be something like that, but a lot more. The entry barrier, the what do we call the entry level, the ease of use is just, it's going to be perfect for just regular people, man, because that's another thing too that they're going after. They're going after, you know, the regular everyday person that doesn't really know crypto. Listen, the app alone is awesome. The app alone is awesome. You know, if you watch the videos, it's just like it's truly an amazing thing. I've yet to see anything out there like that, you know, and it has the same look and feel as like a Snapchat, as an Instagram. So to
Good
me, I
quality.
oh yeah, oh yeah. To me, this thing is going to be
HD or
huge, you know. Well, you know, live streaming, so it won't be like, I don't think it's going to be fully HD, you know. But again, you know, it could be a good long term, you know, it could be a good long, I mean, long term, you know, few year hold to, you know, for me, you know, I feel personally I'm most likely going to participate in that ICO without a doubt, without a doubt, you know, and that'll just be added to my bag of you know, long tails, you know, just,
so you
but
can register for it on Tuesday, November 1st. The token distribution.
and I'm going to be using the app. You better believe I'm going to be using the app. The only thing I see them having trouble with is like battery life on these on the phones, you know? How's that going to handle all the bandwidth for four, five, six people live streaming together in a chat room at the same time? You know, like how's it going to handle that? So
I get,
that's.
listen, if they move the way they're saying they're going to move, they'll probably end up partnering with some phone company and they're going to figure that out. They'll
It's
figure that out.
it's. I think this one looks like it's gonna be. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good, man. You know.
So
And then
the
us, as soon as we get it, we gotta get it. As soon as the app comes out, we're gonna have our. We gotta set up our channel on there. You know.
launch is going to be November 30th of the app, the Rise app.
The app. Yep. So.
November 30th. So registration November 1st, token distribution November 20th, and the app launch is November 30th.
Number 30. Listen, and I'm saying to myself, like, okay, if Comcast is Comcast, anybody that doesn't know, Comcast is like, what would you label Comcast? They own everything, right? They own,
Yeah, especially
aren't they like the
in New
parent
York.
company?
They are, yeah, New York
They're one of the
especially,
parent
man.
media companies that owns also. That's kind of weird, you know. It's like, okay, if they're looking into that, then something's up, you know. They probably see. You know, they're taking a look inside their crystal ball and they're saying, wait a minute, you know.
Oz wants to
Just.
know any dates, how many coins, and a pre-sale price. I know that they didn't say anything about a pre-sale price. That I know for some weird reason.
Pre-sale? Nope. And the coin, I was looking for the coin count on the white paper, in the white paper, and
I
I
know, I
couldn't
got the white paper
find
here in
it.
front of me, and I couldn't find anything with numbers either, which is weird.
No,
It's like.
no. No, it is an ERC-20 token, so it's going to be, you know, it's an Ethereum token. But yeah, that's one thing that was also a little weird to me, was the fact that it doesn't mention how many tokens, you know. And obviously they're pre-mined already. I mean, it's a set token amount, not pre-mined, but so.
And the also the thing the that in regards to the dates that you have questioned also, it was weird because that was the only timeline that I could come across was just those 4 dates with the October 13th was the whitelist, the registration November 1st, token distribution November 20th, and then the Rise app launch on November 30th. And it's weird because the white paper looks good, seems detailed, professionally written, not like some other ones that we've seen. It just, for whatever reason, didn't mention any specific dates, coins, or pre-sale price. I don't understand
No.
why, because it's
Well,
not like, I mean,
most of these
this month it's going to
projects,
be.
the price won't usually. You'll notice that on the day of, right, or once the token sale goes
A
live,
little closer, I guess, to it, yeah.
then you'll see. Okay, you know, even the day of the sale, then. But usually they have like a set in the white paper. They'll usually have like, you know, a total amount of coins. But in the white paper here, it doesn't have that. You know, so you don't know how many tokens there are. You don't. So that's something else too that's kind of like, you know. But what is a good thing, what kind of what kind of shadows that is the fact that they have a working app already, you know, and the thing looks pretty damn good. It looks pretty damn good, you know. So
that's awesome.
But I think even if nobody gets into the ICO, you sit there and you use it.
Yeah, you can still use the app
because
that's a good thing about it.
It's going to be a fun app to use. It's going to be a fun app to use, and I think that in itself, you know, that's going to drive and that's going to bring in a lot of people. It's just using the app itself, and in turn, move them into the crypto field. You know, and then that's when things are really going to start. Like people just opening them up.
Bill said buying a percentage of the ICO.
Oh, yeah? Well, look at that. Listen, if somebody like Bill says that he's buying a percentage in the ICO, then then that's, let me tell you, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That's a very good sign. You know?
I'm just overlooking the white paper again to see if maybe I overlooked anything, but.
Yeah, and like I said, this is, you know, if anybody's not interested in it, you sit there, you could use the app, which is awesome. You know, the app looks sick, you know, and if you do participate in the ICO, you know, you're thinking, you know, long tail. This is long tail.
Yeah.
You know, so, but.
Well, that was a good one. You found a good one then, Chris.
Yeah, and then that the team. Awesome. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's. This looks like a solid one, bro. And I haven't jumped up and down about many ICOs in a long time. You know? But this one in particular, this one's just kind of, it kind of did it for me. You know, but I still have to do, you know, I've read the white paper. I just want to read it again. You know, this stuff, I got to sit there and read it a few times in order for me to, like, really comprehend it, you know?
Yeah.
So I got to go over it a little more, and then maybe I'll try. We'll see if I can set up something maybe for next week. I'll see if I could stop by the office and then maybe.
Shit, that would be nice, man. I'm going to stay on top of your ass about that. So we got that then, and then I got the guy from Particle, too. The guy from Particle that we're going to do a three-way call. Either three-way call or if I can go to his office or whatever the case may be.
Oh, Particle, forget it, man. Particle, I still got to get in Particle. I didn't even get in Particle. I'm like, what am I doing? You know?
Bill said that's what you're doing when it doesn't show a specific number or price in an ICO. Okay.
Yep.
They got a pretty decent sized team too, I see.
Yeah.
But all right, so yeah, I think that's it, Chris. That was a solid one, nice little talk. We try not to keep them too long, guys. We don't want anybody falling asleep. But we will be back tomorrow evening as we do. We're on every night. Oz, as usual, it's been a pleasure. Bill, it was definitely a pleasure you joining us and chiming in.
Definitely.
So, I mean, awesome. There's many more to come. Oz, I know definitely you're our road dog. So, Bill, the future road dog. And like I said, I'm going to be checking you out once we get off.
Definitely.
Do our cards and end of the scenes and everything. I'm going to check out your videos and subscribe.
Definitely. But, thanks, man. Thanks for joining,
Bill. Guys, we're hanging out with the Coin Scoop. I'm Ruben.
And Chris Crypto. Guys, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for tuning in, man. Always.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Peace.